And welcome in Jesus' name. This is the School of Purpose, and this is a very special moment. For the past few weeks, we're running this series in the house, talking about your prayer language, talking about speaking in tongues, the benefits of speaking in tongues, speaking mysteries unto God. Amen and amen. God do not want us to occupy the seat of the unlearned any longer. This is to register in our heart that this is part of our consecration. Every man must know his area of consecration, and you can begin to tap from this and abound in grace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to really abound in grace. It's time to abound in grace, and we must really know how to tap into the grace of God. We must know how to receive grace. We must know how to receive grace from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I read from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, like as we are, yet without sin. Let me look at that phrase again. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Now, the best word is, see, I don't want you to misunderstand the word sympathize, lest you begin to interpret it as, you know, God pitying you. Glory to God. But was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. God is giving us Jesus as an example. So that's the person who is releasing grace into our life. So it shows to you his willingness to pour forth grace into our life. How is it that Jesus did it, and yet without sin? I know you are not yet in heaven. You are still here on earth. So this scripture is talking about Jesus in the days of his flesh. How he did it, and yet without sin. The devil could not succeed at sowing the seed of corruption into his mind. The devil did everything possible, eating the wall of his mind on every side. I love the King James say was in all points. And the picture I want you to paint in your mind when you say, you know, he's in all point tempted as well. In other words, in every way, the devil tried every possible means to get him down, but yet he could not. And it's very easy for the enemy to get us down. He only need to get into you. As long as the enemy is still outside, there is nothing he can do. He's incapacitated. He will have to get into you first. Glory to God. You see, we are living in the world of spirit, although we are in the flesh. And we may not understand the way things travel and work and operate in the spirit. It has to come into you first before he can get you down. Before God can get you to walk with him, he has to come into you. Glory to God. That's why it says, not like the kind of covenant I have with their fathers. He said, a new covenant I will make with them on that day. I will take my words, I put it in. So God wants to rule our life, not from the outside, but from the inside. Glory to God. From the inside. So I want you to take note of something there. The devil could not get into him. Because most times, you know, believers don't know the values of speaking in tongues. Glory to God. And you've got to begin to understand it from this perspective. It goes a long way. When you have understanding, you understand, you begin to reap the values and the benefits of that spiritual operation. You know, people are doing things that they do not know. You see, Christianity is not a religion that makes you to lose your sense of reasoning. When we talk about a life of faith, some people think it means you take your brain, you put it inside a pot, then you close it, then you go out. Anything that now happens. No. Even God said, come, let us reason together. He had made man in his own image and after his own likeness. Listen, in your life, you have to agree with the devil before the devil can get anything done in your life. The same way you have to agree with God. There must be an agreement. That's what we call faith. That's why with God all things are possible. And all things are possible to those that believe. When you have faith, faith means you come into agreement with God. And what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. How do you say you are convinced if your reasoning is not engaged in that spiritual transaction? So there's a transaction going on in the spirit and it engages your mind. That's why you see God talking about renewal of mind, renewal of mind, renewal of mind. You know, the difference between true Christianity now and all other religion is that others have thrown away their reasoning. Glory to God. That's why God said you must be willing and obedient. You are willing, not because you just want to be willing, because you have reasoned along with God. God cannot get you to walk with him if you have not reasoned along with him. The same thing, the devil cannot get you to walk with him if you do not reason along with him. That's why the scripture says, let no man say that God has tempted him. God will not tempt any man with evil. Glory to God. You only fall into temptation, you understand, when you go along with the devil. That thing got to be conceived for us. You got to reason along with the devil. You succumb to the devil. That's why we must learn to take responsibility over our life. And that is one way we can disengage the enemy from all of his activities around our life and destiny. Glory to God. The first thing is for you to learn to take responsibility over your life. It is not God's fault. It is nobody's fault. It is my fault. I chose to go along with you. It's my decision. It's not another person's decision. Praise the name of the Lord. Very, very important to know this. Most times some people say, well, somebody pushed me to this. The devil pushed me. You choose to go along. You reason. Probably you think about the benefits or the risk that is involved in you taking side with God. So you make a decision. Say, I can't go in that direction again. Lest no one say he's being tempted by God. For God will not tempt any man with evil. We fall into temptation when we have a desire that is different from God's desire. And we begin to reason along with the devil because the offer he gave to us, you know, align with our carnal desire. And when this is conceived, it becomes sin. And sin leads to death. God said, my hands are clean. Hallelujah. My hands are clean. Apart from you believers, you know, we pray for other believers. We pray, we intercede for them to be born again. You know, most times you don't need to pity them. You only need to deal with the devil. It's not pity because most times, you know, they delight in iniquity. Why? Because of the benefits they derive from that way of life. They don't want to disengage from their lustful life. You understand? They don't want to depart from those lustful tendencies. You know, they choose not to reason along with God. You know, Christianity, you understand, or being a believer, start from the point whereby you learn to begin to reason along with God. Because you are going this way and God is telling you this is the right way. And until you begin to submit your mind. In Romans chapter 10, he said, I wept for them. They have zeal, but their zeal is without knowledge. Why? Because they have failed to submit their mind to reason along. You know, most times we are puffed up in our mind. We never come down for God. Humility is you coming down for God. Bowing down to the authority of the word of God. Listen to me. Pride is when you begin to defy the authority of the word of God. When you begin to consider God stupid. The Bible says those who despise the word of the Lord, they are looking for God's trouble. Why? Because trouble looms on the life of a man that despises the word of the Lord. None of us here is superior to the word of the Lord. Why? Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word, with him all things made were made. Without him, nothing made. You can't be any other thing. You understand that you desire to be for yourself. You understand why you are following your own pernicious way. Until you begin to reason along with God, you cannot be all that God wants you to be. You may choose to become anything in life and just end up becoming that thing, but what God have designed that you should be for Him. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm giving you this illustration tonight so that you can know how weak the devil is. Hallelujah. Listen, if the devil want to fire an arrow into a man's life, he want to get you to believe. That's why God began to challenge the church. In Isaiah 53, he said, who has believed our report? Or is that of the devil that you're going to believe? It looks so enticing, so attractive. But who has believed our report? Who is reasoning along with God? And you know, the way of God is superior to our own ways, different from our own ways. You see, we flow along with God by the Spirit, because God is a Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most of the proposition of God, they are not naturally logical. You understand? They are not things that you can naturally comprehend. They are not things you can give intellectual approach to. You cannot use your natural mind to figure out the reality of God and the authenticity of His word. Hallelujah. No, it's beyond reasoning. It's beyond knowledge. And that's where we have the problem. And our problem is solved because God has given unto us the way out. Hallelujah. You've got to learn to soften the ground in the spirit. Amen and amen. And breakthrough into the dimension of understanding. Breakthrough into the dimension of understanding. The devil want to cloud your mind. The devil want to throw us into confusion. That's why we cannot just, be contented living as mere men when we want to attain the height of a new humanity that God wants us to be. But see, a lot of people want to do spiritual things, spiritual exploits, you understand? While they still reason like mere men. Mere men cannot articulate the reality of the world. It's beyond them. And what is beyond you, God has given unto us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To help our weaknesses. He said He helped our infirmities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, look at this. He says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Glory to God. Was in all point tempted. Can you just begin to imagine that in your mind? How many times have you been tempted today? Glory to God. And you know, things that causes the temptation. It's very easy for us to fail. Yet God has designed us to live above all of those daily life challenges. Glory to God. God has not placed us in the midst of the saints. God has placed us in the midst of wicked and hostile people, ungodly people, wicked and cruel people. Glory to God. And what will make us fail as a believer is so close to us. Amen and amen. But Jesus has been there before. Glory to God. He knows you can't do it by yourself. So He can be touched with the feelings of infirmities. He knows your struggles. He knows that you really want to do the will of God. He knows that you really want to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He knows. But yet you dwell in the midst of men of unclean lips. And you do it. Some of these things flow into our life every day. We don't know. But you better know. Because the way things travel in the realm of the spirit, you understand, it's something we've got to learn to master. It may look like nothing, but the devil is really getting at you. What is important is this: don't let the devil get into you. It may storm your walls, but it cannot break into your heart. As long as you insist on keeping him outside, he cannot get you down. He cannot get you to run along. Amen and amen. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Come on, say, let us therefore come boldly. Can you see a relationship there? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. That we may obtain what? And find grace to act in time. You can just read that one in your Bible. And you're going, oh God, oh God, oh God. But by revelation, we can tell you, when you are speaking in tongues, you understand, you are coming boldly unto the throne of grace. What is it that gave you that kind of boldness and audacity in the spirit? The Bible says, he that speaketh in an own tongue is speaking mystery unto God, albeit no man understand what he says, but yet it's communicating with God. Glory to God. That we may obtain mercy. Come on, say, let us come boldly. Glory to God. When things are going the other way around here, come on, let us come boldly. Why? Because you see, some of you don't have the feelings that you don't have to come. Only those who are sick that needed a physician. I don't know. Some of us have stopped seeking God. Why? Because you're not feeling what we are feeling. Glory to God.
You're no longer feeling what we are feeling. And this is a sign that, you know, you have suffered the loss of life. You have become desensitized. You are so much used to evil and evil around your life that you no longer have any feelings for it again. It never moves you to go to the throne of grace. Why? Because most times we don't know those things are calculated and targeted at us. If you are not careful, that thing have traveled into your heart. Boom! A CD soon. It's like a time bomb. It's a matter of time. Glory to God. Some people just went into conversation, just a discussion. If you are not careful, that discussion can take you to hell. That may be the foundation of everything that may be getting wrong in your life. Just 5 minutes discussion. And you just say, ordinary business meeting. Hello, thank you, brother. Thank you. God bless you. Hello. And you just share a cup of tea and we go. He had a drink and he went his way. And that is the foundation of trouble in his life. Glory to God. He said, let us therefore. Jesus have been there. Glory to God. He's giving you a kind of clue, you understand, into the way Jesus lived his life, how he generated life and power. Glory to God. So he could be touched with the feelings of your, he knows your struggle. He knows those things you are striving against in your life. But you can't do it. You can't fight the battle of the spirit in the flesh. What is standing against you is beyond you. What most times we consider as normal is unusual. Most times things we consider as nice things, you understand, they are a form of attack from the enemy. Look at the ferocious attack that came at Jesus at the point when he was already making up his mind. You understand, to go to the cross. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He said he was talking about his death, and Peter caught him immediately. God forbid. What do you think will have happened? What you have been building all these days? And that's the way believers revert back into the flesh. Because you love God yesterday doesn't mean you will still be loving God today. If the Bible says grace, which we abound in grace, is so that we can also decline in grace. When we are not abounding in grace, we are declining in grace. Now, what we need to run this race is grace. And that's where we tap into. See, this is spiritual technology. Hallelujah. You must know how to tap into grace. Go to God's reservoir. You got to know how to fill your, you know, put oil in your lamp. Glory to God. It's hidden from the wise and the prudent. It's hidden from those who are not circumcised in the heart. But we know the way of the Lord. God revealed his ways to the humble, the meek and the lowly. He will guide in judgment. It's hidden from, they can know it. They can pray and do all manner of things on the mountain, do everything, but they cannot understand this technology. God sees our heart that we want to run in his direction. They say, well, I want to show you, son, how to tap into grace. Hallelujah. He said, I have it in abundance. He said, now, let us therefore come boldly. He shows that the same way Jesus went boldly. Glory to God. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. We have a place we can run into. We have a place we can go into and quickly refresh. We have a place we can enter into and quickly be warm. We have a place we can run into, you understand, and, you know, we begin to, you know, remove all the enemies, you know, poisons. Glory to God. We begin to neutralize the enemy's poison in our system. He said, let us therefore come boldly. So when you are praying in tongues, you understand, that's what we are saying. You are coming boldly because according to the word of God, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue is speaking mystery unto God. Connect. Come on, say it's time to connect. And when you are coming, you come boldly. Why? Because Jesus is there. Because he can't do it alone, he cried to the one who is able to save him. So God knows you cannot do it alone. That's why he's waiting for you there. Now we do not have an high priest that cannot be touched. So the high priest we have now seated with us and ready to give us, dispense grace. Jesus is a grace dispenser. And you see, it's every good and perfect gift come from the Father of life, from whom there is no shadow of turning. Neither there is any variableness. There's something about God. You understand? It doesn't matter how many times you come. He says, anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give a liberally and upbraid it not. He will not upbraid. Why? He's been there before. You can come as many times as possible. Let us therefore, the door is open. That's the time for you to connect. Bam! But you cannot connect, you say, because something will connect you from this place. If you have lost your feelings for God, if you have lost your feelings, you are desensitized, completely desensitized to the state of things around your life, around your vicinity. You cannot feel for God. You don't have a heart for God any longer. You understand? You are not seeking for the righteousness of God. You are not seeking for the values of God. You are not seeking. You see, you cannot be a man of prayer. That's what put prayer energy into you. It's not to say you are just cooking it up. You're not just praying because you feel like praying. You're not just praying because it is in the Bible that we should pray. This one goes beyond, you know, pray without ceasing. Sometimes you see, nobody needs to beg you. You understand? When you are vexed in your spirit, come! Let us therefore come! Because at that point, you are on an emergency line. You need something to be done urgently. Glory to God. Grace. You know, and find grace to help. How many of you need grace to help? Because flesh cannot help you. Your academic attainment cannot help you. When you find yourself in the midst of temptation, those things cannot help you. It will rather bring you down. The system of this world is not designed to help you. It's designed to make you fail. The book you consult cannot help you. The professors who are your consultant cannot help you. Glory to God. When you find yourself in the heat of the battle, glory to God. Hallelujah. They cannot help you. The counsel of man cannot help you. It's only the counsel of the Lord that can help you that time. Glory to God. And you got to understand this. He said, and find grace. What are you looking for when you are praying in tongues? Grace. You are looking for that grace. I love what someone, you know, the way someone defined grace. He said, God riches at Christ's expense. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. That is grace. You are living up in the spirit. You acquire grace in the spirit. You receive grace from grace. You grow in grace. You abound in grace. God is able to make all grace abound unto you. How would that happen? When you are speaking in tongues. I'm not saying it will not come when you are reading the Bible, when you are studying by revelation, because something called prayer comes before, you understand, because illumination, you understand, you got to dust some things off your mind before you can begin to tap into illumination, before your eyes of understanding is illuminated. Glory to God. This is beyond mental knowledge. There are people today who have the, you know, mental knowledge of God. Glory to God. To act. Somebody's crying for help here. Somebody's crying for help. You know what? When we come here, when we pray in tongues, a lot of those, you know, people just come in, just in there, they just say, they just pray in tongues. But somebody's crying for help. This is what we call heartfelt prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Tremendous power available. You draw, which is heartfelt. Is it, if, you know, it's got to be heartfelt. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they go shy. And they go shy. And they go shy. I can only cry to the one who can help me. He said, give us aid, not HIV AIDS. Glory to God. Give us help, oh God. For with God we shall do valiantly. We shall thrive upon all our adversary. Then you go to see Caleb after many years that he had worked with God. He said the same energy is there because there is no respect of age. But I'm talking about the life of God. Grace acquired. When grace is working in your life, you understand, as a small child, and even as a grown-up man, you understand, there's no difference. Because grace is the one that is at work. That's why I see people today that will tell you that, well, I don't want a woman to talk in the church. You know, women should not preach. This should not preach. Grace do not look at the face of men, or whether you are a man or you are a woman. He said in Christ, there is neither male nor female. God is not seeing us as male or as female. It's men that sees us as male and female. That's why, see, don't limit yourself. If you're a woman, when you find grace in the sight of the Lord, you stand out to your generation. You become a marvel to your generation. What men of your generation cannot do, begin to see the Deborah will begin to arise for the Lord. Don't let anybody silence you. Don't let them shut you down. You see, there's a lot of things going on all around our life today to shut down our life and our destiny. That is why we've got to run to the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help. If you don't have grace to help that time, men of your generation will shut you down. Every time they say this thing, you know you carry something inside of you, but they tell you movement should not talk. They should keep your mouth silent. You are vexed. You see the way they torment women. You see the way they harass them. You see the way they use them. You see the way they abuse them. You see the way society view them and perceive them. You say, love God, but I'm designed to fulfill great destiny. When you are vexed like this, then the heartfelt prayer starts from that place. It's not every prayer that is heartfelt. There must be a connection. Because the heart of Jesus connects. It was hard. But it's not everything you are praying for that has a heart connection. Something touches your spirit and you are returning it back. You say, Lord, I need help. Jesus cried for help. Who am I not to cry for help? Any angel there, daddy? Are you sleeping? Up! Up! I'm going up! Up! I will miss it though! Up! If it is possible, let it stop. Oh! Up! Up! We think it's weak men that pray. It's strong men that pray. When you are crying for help, it's not because you are weak. It's because you are strong. You want to do the will of God. It doesn't mean anything to some people. So they don't need help. Because the will of God matters to you. It's something you know it must be done. That's why you say, God help! Some people, when they see the price, they throw it away. They don't bother. Why would I waste my time? It's something that cannot happen. I don't even need it. Why distress? Listen to me. Your future worth all distress. Your future worth all of today's stress. That's why I'm not apologizing for keeping you here. You understand? Your future. I don't want you to get to that place before you now understand. It worth all distress. Fuck you out. You understand? I read yourself. If you like, hit your head on anything. Your future worth all the stress. Why? Because the devil is never stressed out. The one who is watching you is never stressed out. Listen, when the house is on fire, you understand? And you see you have a son that is sleeping. And you want to sleep back down. They say, oh, he's just come back from school. Let him rest. You're going to throw him from the window. He said, come on, daddy! It's not the time to rest. And the local shies. It's not the time to rest. Watch and pray. This is the time to walk by prophetic discernment. It's time to pray. God, the days are evil. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Watch and pray. A lot of people are losing it. A lot of people are falling away. You need help. You are going. So most time when we are going, some people think they give us peanut. Now give us chocolate. Is that what will revive you? When you need an oxygen can to quickly put into your nose so that you can continue to breathe. You know what I'm saying? You need a pack of chocolate? Take it. To a man whose breath is already getting out of him. You are the only one who can be the architect of your future. The prophet over your whole life. Because you know how things are. You know where you are. You know what you need. If your future does not matter to you, then you're on a suicide mission. A suicide bomber is better than you. We are stepping into a world where all of these things matter to us. And they wonder why we are not concerned about this place. We are concerned about where we are going. Our eyes is set on where we are going. That's why we don't have any cause to look back. We'll not be like Lot's wife. We are not looking back. We have nothing in this world any longer. No matter how sweet this place is, this is not our home. Don't allow the devil to use the sweetness to tie you down and tie you down into the system of this world. Don't allow yourself to be dumped into the grave by the system of this world. Why? Because the system of this world is more or less a spiritual grave. And you see, it takes warfare on your part. It takes a heart that is resolute, that is determined to walk with God. These are things, see, speaking in tongues is something that happens spontaneously. It's not something that you pre-plan. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may tell. We say, ah! You are not just an alarmist. You know, there are people that are some alarmists. You know, they make noise and draw attention. You know, there are children like that at home. Don't worry. Oh, afraid. Come on. It's alarmist. Nothing is happening. I'm talking about in the real sense of it. Your touch. When you get yourself in a world whereby you are no longer touched again, you are better than dead. Jesus dwelt in the midst of men of unclean lips. The moment Peter released the word, Jesus returned it back. Panda kosai. You mind the things of the flesh and not the things that pertain to the nature of God. You think Jesus don't like those things too? He has learned to disengage himself. And somebody's trying to corner him and bring him back again. A church can be like that to you. When you are mindful of the things of God, you are pursuing a destiny, a journey in God that people don't see, and a journey towards God. They can bring you down. There are people who can bring their pastor down if the pastor is not strong. God brings people around their life because God knows they need direction for their life. And when people come from where they are coming from, all of those things, they say, Pastor, they want to teach you the way of the flesh. Where God has delivered you. Then you start building again what you have destroyed.
because we want to be in their good record, then we destroy ourselves altogether. Blind men cannot lead the blind, cannot lead those who have eyes. Blind can only lead the blind. Glory to God. God will not give you leaders that are blind. Men who can see through the Red Sea and say there's a pathway there. Where was the road constructed? I said, all of you, roll your sleeves. Let's go. Let's cross.
Cross what? I said, there's a road there. Through this place, we'll get to where we are going. Okay, they will send top Abby. We will walk with our leg. And after we walk this part, we'll take stone as a memorial. We'll put it there so that our children will know that he walk in ways we cannot see. Glory to God. Grace to help. How many of you need grace to help? When you are vexed in your place of work, you need grace to help. Everything being done. See, God do not say that you should go and resign from your place of work. God do not say. That's why some of us, God have to send us back to the marketplace so that you know how things look like here, there. You get the greatest temptation of your life. Your spirit is vexed. So, practicalizing. I tell people who are around my life, I said this to them, I said, me no get school of ministry. Oh. Now that shop there, that my school of ministry. What if follow me go, no, talk to my brother, yeah? Then you will know that you don't have patience. Glory to God. You will not know that your temperament is bad. How many of you know somebody who have bad temperament? When we are lifting up holy hands here. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. When somebody come to return phone 6 months after, I say, for me. Then you know that whether your temperament, engage. Praise the name of my Lord. They vex you to do things that are abominable, to do things that can drag you down into the flesh, that can drag you to, you can take a decision that can destroy everything you have been doing all your life. Before I took a lawyer to the police station, a brother, understand? I was doing like this. I called my lawyer. When the lawyer came, then one of the police women just said, the law. Then, you know, I go. And my lawyer sat on the lap of the police woman. I said, Lobato. He was not the one negotiating for the police woman. He said, Pastor, I'm a party. I found in 2000. I found in. All my fumble. You may not know how the brother get to that place. You cannot help it. The church where there is no revelational potential, men cannot live a victorious life because there is a demand of the spirit and there is a demand of the flesh. You need strong revelation and potential, you understand, to show people the pathway to assessing the provisions of heaven. He had given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, but it must be assessed. It must be deployed. And when we deploy it, we begin to use it to our own advantage. Let Satan take advantage of us. Glory to God. Now, let's look at Jesus. Chapter 5 now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read from verse 5. Won't you say I'm holding you back here? To ba lo le baba lawo ton ba ton gogun le lowo. Wa kan gba wa fi sako wa ma lo le. The one they said you put inside pap, then you go and use it to bath. That's how believers behave. They just give it to them. I say, is it naughty? Then the one is supposed to mix with pap, you can use it to bath. Then he said, God is wicked. Glory to God. The babalawo will tell you, Coca-Cola, la ro fa di ti o pa gbo o. Ma gbo la ti e o. O le wo wo, ma fi we o. E jo gbo. Isa ha baba mo ti gba baba ni. O bi le wa do ni sa. And I tell you, that person, he will guard that in jealousy. Tell him something like that in the church. And will you rule? Praise the Lord. From verse 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, hallelujah. You know, an high priest is the one who take the offerings and the sacrifice of the people and present it unto God and receive grace on their behalf that will cover their sin for that year. They receive divine ability. For that 1 year, they receive strength to walk in the will of God. That's the function of the high priest. So we have someone who can be touched. And this is the way he did it. So he's now seated there waiting for us. Because he is a grace dispenser. He is God's channel of grace towards us. Let's learn to assess this. He said, I pray, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. He wasn't born into the house of a priest. But by divine declaration, he became our priest. Hallelujah. Verse 6. As he said also another place, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. So he's a forever high priest. Look at this. It's always there. So show to you that he cannot be deposed. He's always there to dispense grace to those that ask. You know what you are doing when you are praying in tongues? You are asking. And ask shall be given. The only mediator between man and God, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered, look at this, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cries and tears unto him that was able to save him from what? From what? Is it so that he will not go to the cross? No, sir. From spiritual death. Why? Because you can revert back from life to death. And the devil is always taking a comeback into our life. That's why he's eating the wall of your mind on every side. Bible says, be sober and be vigilant, for the devil you advance is moving about, encircling your life, looking for an opening. You understand? That's why you should build firewall also around your life in the spirit. Glory to God. He said unto him that was able to save him from death and was hard in that he feared. He was, why was he hard? Because he has settled it in his mind to walk in the will of God. Those who do not love the will of God, they don't need this kind of prayer. They don't need to pray in tongues. They just pray in tongues just for the fun of it. This is a place where we begin to, you know, connect with the power that is in speaking in tongues. Something is at stake here. Not like some, everybody can groan. When you are playing volleyball, you groan. When you are playing football, you groan. You understand? When you are performing some natural task, you groan. Say, when you carry a big load, you groan. But are you bringing forth anything in the flesh, in the spirit? But your heart is hitting something that is hitting your mind. Go to and begin to convert it to prayer. And when prayer moves to God, energy is released. It is only then you can walk in the energy that God gives. Because God gives energy. But you must know how to receive energy. He's able to make all grace abound unto you, that having sufficiency in all things, that you may abound unto every. We don't put good works first. You put grace first. When you have the grace, you can abound in good works. Good works without grace, you understand, is not acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. You're only being nice. Though he was son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Look at this. Come on. And being made perfect, he became the horror of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him in this order. Candelosha. They pass into life, they also increase in divine life. Who in the days of his flesh, although be ye son, he suffered. What did he suffer in the days of his flesh? That is the suffering we are called to suffer with him. Hallelujah. We cannot go our own way, yet the world is pulling us. You understand? Our heart is burning. We want to do the will of God, and yet the pull of the world is there. The noise around our life is there. These are the things we suffer in the days of his flesh. Although be ye son, he suffer. Glory to God. Glory to God. He can do what he likes. No, you see, if you are left alone, look, do you know how far you can go? Without any sense of restraint, you will throw caution into the wind. Some of us wouldn't have been here today
You understand? If not for the Spirit of God in your life, you say you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are looking for a consultant. You get the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Spirit that cautions you, you understand? You will have followed the ways of your friends. Who can use their children to make charms and money ritual? And before you know, be riding different kind of cars, and everybody will think, ah, Babake. But no, the Holy Ghost will not. You hear those things every day, you see those things every day, your spirit is vexed. These are the things we suffer. But the Bible says our present suffering is not worth to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. In the days of his flesh, he did not suffer sickness, but he learned to cry unto God. Listen to me, if you are self-sufficient, why will you learn to cry unto God? And although be ye a son, it can in no robbery to be equal with God. He could have done all those by himself, but will never take loss into his own hands. He lived his life by divine consultation and divine approval. What I see the Father doing, that's what the Son does. That's why he cried. Said, God, if I will do what you want me to do, Lord, you've got to help me. These people, they are pulling me down every day. They are speaking words to my life, their pronouncement. You see, your landlord can spoil your day. Your neighbor can spoil your day. You just wake up in the morning, you're just getting a debate and set you up. He's sent by the devil. Then you begin to check yourself again. He said, do you offend? I said, no, we didn't. And they're not facing you. Vexing. And you see, yesterday you just come out from church, say, the spirit of fighting. God, take it out of my life. Then we know the kind of song that is sad. Maybe it's like that of the song Bratosin used to sing. Or, you know, what these old people that used to sing. I've forgotten their name now. You know, these old men that used to sing in those days, that sing, you will launch your own attacks, but you want to wax record. That's why you see, most time when you are receiving the word of God like this, you are storing some things there. You are cleaning up some things, cleaning up the house. So that when you are hit like that, Christ is the one that will come out. He said, when they were pushed beyond their limit, I saw grace come out. I saw what was on the inside of them come out. Praise the Lord. That's why you see, when you are speaking in tongues, you are gathering strength and energy. You are making power available. You are making power available. So that you can be like a tree planted by the side of the river that bringeth forth its fruit in due season. Hallelujah. The devil is not going to consult you or contact you that we're going to set you up today. But in due season, let him come in the night, in the morning, in the evening. You understand? In due season, they bring forth their fruit in due season, and their leaves shall not wither. It's a word forever, because they are like a tree planted by the side of the river. They need, you understand, the soil and the river, you understand, the refreshing from the river to stay fresh. There's a river that makes glad the city of God. The river that will make you to act differently, that will make you to live differently. Even when the attack of the enemy is strong, listen to me, the Bible says that wherever this river touch, death will be turned to life. God was able to save him from death. You see, because we are doing fine yesterday, there's something that you can't fall into the place of death. The devil is always taking a comeback. All the things that you see is a normal scenario in your place of work, around your life, in your neighbor, you understand? He's eating the wall of your life gradually. You have to wage war back against the enemy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't let me take your time so much. Praise God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. He said, you understand? Glory to God. I love this scripture and I love that connection. He said, for they that suffer with him shall do what?
Reign.
Why? What we suffer with him is that we can of ourselves do nothing. We will not act independently of God. We need his help to do everything we want to do. And we have run to the throne of grace. We have acquired grace. So we are not the one talking, but grace speaking. Grace replying the enemy. And the Bible says, we are sin abound, grace abound the more. And when we suffer with him, what happened? We reign. Romans chapter 8. Let me show you something there. Then we leave this place. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, come and say sufferings of this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. How do you convert suffering to glory? How do you turn the path of pain to the pathway to glory? Was Jesus not glorified? He faced pain and he turned pain to glory. He said, it is of necessity that the Son of Man should go through this. You may not even know what God is using, those speaking in tongues, to halt in your life. But you may enter. Most of you wouldn't have known some things in life if you have not suffered. Our forefathers, they were looking for what to cook their food in those days. Until they make a discovery that you can use one stone to spark another stone, their light will spark. Suffering make them make discovery. Glory to God. There are things in the spirit that God wants us to discover and assess. In the days of his sufferings, what does he do? He went to the mountain to pray. He went to the garden of Gethsemane and a prayer. He was full of sorrow. Why was he full of sorrow? Men have vexed him. The best of friends have departed. They have spoken stupid words into his. Words that would discourage him. Why would you want to die? They were offended at him. He saw them. They were with him. He knew they have gone. He faced every temptation you could talk about that can make a man to be discouraged and not want to continue in the journey of destiny. He doesn't have much people to support him. He doesn't have much people to compliment him. You understand? And stand by him and hold his hands. Moses lifted up his hand and Aaron stood by him. He doesn't have all of them. Say, all of you. And those that were falling from afar off. This could vex your spirit and make you to be sorrowful. In the midst of the pain, he made a discovery. The discovery he made is what we are assessing today. Hallelujah. And we are enjoying the benefit of this salvation today by the revelation of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We will have put lamps here. Lamps. Not just lamp. Oh. You know the one that our forefather used to use. But it was, can you just imagine if you now put atukwa here? Atukwa loju many in the logo to illuminate this place. But some people, in the midst of the pain and the stress, they began to make discovery. We are living by that discovery today. There are drugs you use today. You understand? Some people discover it. Some people have died before the discovery was made. Now you have that discovery so that you should not die, so that you can live. When we make spiritual discovery like this, we begin to take advantage of it and begin to practicalize it in our life. Don't this not? It's a sacred thing. It's come on, sacred. Come on, say sacred. Come on, say sacred. Come on, say sacred. Look at this. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy what to be revelation that will come out of it. Oh God,
Our pain and our affliction help us to discover the place of speaking in tongues. And that Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. He's a man acquainted with pain and sorrow. At the point he said, we are despaired of life. We felt the very sentence of death in our body. He said, we thought we were going to die. But all of these things happened so that we might not trust in ourselves, but in the power of God. His spirit was vexed. He said, Paul is a man of prayer. I can see everything there. He's a man of prayer. I tell you, he will waste the adversity. He said, they think they can get to me. They want to make my bondage to become more severe. So they took advantage of my present predicament. You understand? To hit back at me. He said, but it doesn't really matter. All that is important to me is that the gospel is being preached. All that happened to me is for the furtherance of the gospel. See one, go back there one, get it. You talk, the Lord is better that God will preach. Either some people out of envy or they preach out of. Most times we don't know where the flesh takes us over. Because the enemy vexed. He will begin to throw, you understand, banana to us. That's okay, they say. You know, because we had tata before. Sweet banana. If the prince of this world will have known, hand the call. I pray you see, you begin to understand this thing I'm teaching you when you begin to come to that level, when you begin to learn to take responsibility in the kingdom of God. Then you say, my pastor taught me that when you pray in tongues, season of refreshing come. When the enemy want to get at you, you got to build a strong firewall in your mind. The devil eating hard on your mind. Glory to God. Because it's going to get you along to run alongside with him. Praise the Lord. So in the days of our suffering, what do they suffer? People hitting back at them. People trying to discourage them. It doesn't really worth it. Why are you giving your all to that? Why are you trying to do that? What do you stand to gain? Oh, you want to make a name for yourself. Oh, it's just a name. You're just a fake. You are just this. You are just that. That's how the society want to hit back on us. How do you free yourself? How do you deliver yourself from all of these things? Look at this. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. We shall be revealed. Come on, say glory. For the highest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. This is what will make your destiny to come to manifestation. Glory to God. Look at this, look at this, look at this. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Look at this. Now we're going to talk about prayer. So because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Can you get some sense in that place? There's a bondage of corruption. We live in the midst of bondage of corruption. Have you noticed that every time you are taking a decision that doesn't pay you naturally, but pay you spiritually, there's someone by your side to talk you down and say, what did you stand to gain naturally? And then pull you down. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Look at this. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have received the first fruits of the spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to which the redemption of our body. In hope, waiting, groaning. I said, Lord, I will be clothed with the celestial power. Lord, I will not give in to the flesh. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Verse 25. Let me fast about this. Let me fast about this. Verse 25, verse 25. Romans 8, 25. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Look at this. Look at this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. The Spirit touching your spirit to pray according to the will
of God, not giving to the seduction of Satan. Look at this. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according. This is the kind of prayer that cannot fail, because it's always according to the will of God. He said, Lord, because when you pray according to your feeling, you are going to be in trouble. That's the prayer we pray on the mountain today. Oluwa, if Joseph's brother happened to be your brother and you have to climb the mountain to go and pray, what kind of prayer will you pray for them? If nobody is left in my family, it's okay by me, because they are wicked people. Wicked men must not live. Oh God, Oluwa, Pawonre be so, Oluwa, destroy them, family by family, all of them. Let me don't leave their root on the surface of the heart. Oh God, oh God. And he said, God have used you to send, he said, God have sent me ahead of you so that he might preserve a posterity unto himself. You don't know what you were doing. You were engaged to fast track the activities and the design and the plan of God for my life. If you're not a man of prayer, what kind of prayer will you pray? Only the Holy Spirit can make you to pray according to the will of God like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because they have vexed him. They have hurt him. When people hurt you, that's not the time to go and pray. Go! Kill them! It's time to pray in tongues. If not so, on their account, you can go to hell. Some people think that if the love of God is not in their heart, they can pray to God and God can answer. It's not God that is answering your prayer. It's the devil. What make prayer to ascend, you understand, is the love of God. Prayer travel at the speed of love, you understand, and at the strength of divine love. How much you love God will determine the pace at which your prayer will move in the spirit. That's why Jesus said, when you now ask, there's nothing you ask from the Father will not give unto you. Why? You now carry the image of the Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. One more scripture. Come on, say one more scripture. 2 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, say suffering of this present time. Otisawadi alagbara ninu adura. He has now made me to acquire. I will have sit back there, not generating life. But I cannot afford to sit down. Most times when things are going on for us and we are comfortable, everything is okay, we are happy. But a man of the spirit knows that, God said, I will not remove all of those enemies at once. So that you can be on your feet. You can be at alert. We want all the problem of our life to be solved one day. Boom! And we now sit back and begin to enjoy. Take life easy. Then tomorrow you die. Hallelujah. But the more where you don't think that the enmity will come from, it will come from that place. You say you will not pray. How many of you still have the feelings when something is hitting at the will of God for your life, at what you know to be the purpose and the plan of God for your life, casting you down into the flesh, making you to step out of life into death? Do you cry to the one who is able to save you, or it doesn't mean anything to you? You are enjoying the carnal life because you don't even know the difference between carnal life and spiritual life in the first place. So when you revert back into the flesh, you don't even know, because that has been your habitation for long. You don't know. 2 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 4. But there were, verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Verse 5. And spared not the whole world, but saved Noah, the hate person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing him the flood upon the world of the ungodly. If God saved Noah, take note of that word Noah, and turning, you say, and spared not the whole world, but saved Noah. Now, verse 7. He cried unto the one who is able to do what? Save his soul. He was not crying for the salvation of the body. He wasn't crying that he will not go to the cross, but that his soul be preserved. If the preservation of your soul matter more to you, you understand, that the preservation of your body, you understand, then you can be a man of prayer. If not, so all other prayer you are praying is a fake prayer. You understand? It doesn't ascend. Glory to God. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live an ungodly life, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Come on, say vexed. Another word for vexed, that means tormented. I'm looking at Judges chapter 16, verse 16. He said, the way, you know, Delilah vexed the soul of Samson until he weakened him and was able to get the truth from him so that he can use it to nail him. Every day we are being vexed. Look, he said, vexed is righteous soul from day to day by their unlawful deeds. Are we not being vexed day by day? By men who want to go their own way, who doesn't have regard for God, who doesn't have any destiny. There's a way to do their own thing. Psalm 73 said, when I look at the way of the wicked, my feet almost slide. He said, until I enter into the sanctuary of the Lord. Because when they do it, they are getting away with it. It's vexing us. When you look at the political situation of this, you are vexed. If you're a young man, you are vexed. They don't have any plan, nothing in place for the young people who go to university. Nothing. God, everybody begin to think about going into crime and vices. God said, the only safeguard is you must learn to pray in tongues. Because the more you are vexed, you need to acquire more grace. Day by day you are vexed, so day by day grace must increase. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you by the knowledge of Jesus Christ and by his precious promises. This is the promise of releasing the grace. You understand? You begin to assess it, take advantage of it, deploy it, and use it to own advantage. For he said the heartfelt prayer of the righteous make tremendous power available. You have reservoir. So if the enemy come any time, let him vex any vexation. Glory to God. Tormenting the soul from day to day. People say, don't watch television. You don't need to watch television. Sit inside Koropwe. At least you will not be trekking to your place of work. It's either you take bike or Koropwe, or even if you have your personal car, then your secretary just say, okay, please give me a ride. Sit down in the front and sit down like this. You may not even say all of those, you understand, when you are just coming out from your house, then you see a very big board of somebody that, you know, who just dress loosely. Vex, all of those say it doesn't mean anything. That's why if you know the way things travel in the spirit, you will learn to pray. Because if you know what is going on behind the world of here, that everything is calculated, that bringing you into death. Say, hello, born again. My death, father, see me, don't you want? Your dog will go back to his old vomit. You mean, Marie's here. That's why you got to learn to roll your sleeve. He said, with diligent hard. He said, all the relationship, like, well, I go by the field of a sluggard. Everywhere broken down, filled with thorns and tassels. I see all we are indulging them in the church. They end up becoming a casualty. If you are not careful, the corruption of their soul will begin to aggravate and grow and increase. Before you know it, you know there are churches today where people are killing each other. Just because the person came to share testimony, and those people have been in touch for years, but they are not growing. Envy, out of envy, they can do anything. Most times, you may not even know what the pastor is doing. When he wants to see every one of you growing, it's so that we will not be able to indulge somebody who is a wolf that wants to dress up in sheep clothing. Because things that we have tamed before, only if we are alert. Because you cage an animal in the zoo, you understand? If you are not careful and see that the tree remain caged, what do you think will happen? By the time the lion get to the street. So when the pastor wake up in the morning, when he come to church on Sunday, want to see everybody, he want to see them caged. Hallelujah. Don't you know that? He said, when I was in Port Harcourt, the church of 5,000 people, 100 people, they were selling their chairs. But what pastor told them, you flesh. Because we say we are dead to cry. No, he said, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, I said, I beat my body up in the place of speaking. Because you are vexed. Have you not been vexed? You are so vexed. You feel the pain. You want to react instead of you responding. So when we are praying in tongues, we know what we are doing. Glory to God. From day to day. That's why you have to speak in tongues from day to day. With the unlawful deeds. Because there are many lawlessness, unlawful deeds all around the place. Yes. He said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of the temptations and to reserve the ungodly. Come and say, the Lord knows. Come and say, the Lord knoweth. Come and say, the Lord knoweth. Thank God, it's not only the Lord himself that knoweth. He said, there's no temptation that is taking you that is not common to man. He said, for every temptation, there's always a way of escape. You see, he said, how did we know these things? By the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. We know this way of the Lord. The Lord knows it. But if you ask for the way, God will show you the way. He said, pray in tongues. Shanda the Kushaya. Speak in tongues. In your place of what they vex your spirit. People are just looting money, and they are getting bigger and bigger, and they are going away with it. You see them kill others, destroy others, and you say, good God, let's not sin as entice you. Yeah. You are vexed. You see things happening all around you. You are vexed. Glory to God. You are talking to compromise. You are made to begin to believe a lie. Every day. Judges 16:16. I want us to leave that as we leave this place today. Because I want you to touch this reality in your life. That's why a true apostolic church is not the place where you just say, pray. I call people to pray. We are just, it's, the one we do here is official. The private is the real thing. You don't need to tell me to pray. When I'm vexed, glory to God. I'm almost gone. Why would I cry for help? When I need help, I go to the one who can help me. His hand help will come unto you from his sanctuary. He will send aid unto you from his holy place. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, that his soul was vexed unto what? That's why when you are fighting with the spirit of death in your life, you are being choked. Glory to God. You feel it literally. At that time, you need to acquire grace. You are confused. You are getting lean. You are saying, no, she was sick. No, sick. But when you call your name, after they have called your name 3 times, then you are just hearing it for the first time. He said, hey, I said, are you playing music? He said, no. He said, I've been calling you all along. He said, I've just heard. Do you have such things in your life today? You want to soar high for God, but those things begin to clip your wings and draw you back, drag you down. That's contending with the spirit of death. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin. Alabama, so vexed unto death, but the law of spirit of life in Christ had made me free from. You want to be free? You are the Moses of your own life. You are the deliverer of your own life. Glory to God. Is this the kind of prayer you give to one prayer contractor to pray for you? That may be the beginning of another problem for you. What's the name of your mother? Ururu. Your family has seen God. How many of you will stand up in the spirit? You will rise up. You understand? And say, this destiny, I got to fulfill my destiny. The devil cannot silence me. He cannot stop me. I'm a man of prayer. That is who I am. I know why I pray. Because the devil will challenge your authority. Pray, sha. I'm not praying. It cried for help. And it was hard. Sincerely. God will hear your prayer. For every shout and cry of grace, God will hear. Whosoever that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. With our words, pressed him daily. With our words, and urged him. Some of you young girls, you know what I'm talking about. People just after you. And you know, this is not the right person for me. Every day, sweet words. Every day. You know, if we now change it from sweet words to words that are intimidating. It's a holy hour. Every day, press. what we are confronting every day. Press. I was coming from Ibadan, you know, a few days back, you know, sir, and you know, I went to pick the, you know, pick the guys in the school, and when I got to the police checkpoint, they just said, your papers, confidently. I said, I brought out my papers. And the man said, he was looking at it meticulously. You know, there's another paper, document you have to collect for the glass, or tinted glass. Then, there's a slight topographical error in the number. Did one ended with 5? The original paper ended with 5, that one ended with 6. He said, oh, God, when they do confidence, I see something, definitely. They're not doing that. He said, it's topographical. Let me call the person. Let me do this. He said, the man does a warm up. Yes, all best. I said, please, I have to get back to Shobu now. I'm a pastor. I said, I'm also a pastor. I'm Pastor Sunday or Susu and Soul Church. So maybe you will go with your pastor or something. I said, Pastor? I said, Pastor? Then Pastor meet Pastor. So he said, not like that. I said, what do you want us to do now? He said, bring 100,000. I said, you are a pastor. I said, Pastor, say you can have 100 naira, 100,000, just like that. Not like the pastor, like your own. Why won't you have 100,000? He said, now let's talk 20,000. Just 6 and 5. He knew nothing. And then I cough out 5,000. Glory to God. With your spirit, not be vexed. I see people today, you understand? Who want to be in politics, want to be in, but their spirit is not vexed, it's not troubled. Before Habakkuk wrote, you understand? He was first vexed. His spirit was troubled. They said, God, what's the time when you will send the vindication of your people? People talk about vision today, but they don't talk about history with God. They don't talk about body for the Lord. What do you want to go there to do? No body. You must have a body. You must have history with God. Then begin to talk about vision. Then the vision. Vision emanates from the body. History you have with God, your relationship with God, that's what makes you to be a man of body. If you don't have anything to do with God, you do what everybody is doing. And God began to say, it's for an appointed time. And this is the appointed time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much say rakatabadi makasata yabaya? It's time to acquire grace. I left the place, I was vexed. I feel like splitting fire. You know, when some people have done some things, you just say, yeah. Then I began to imagine that this man would have called for his wife to come and collect money and go to the market, buy pepper soup ingredient, and they said, money without receipt. Just like that. He said, go. He said, save Johnny, Pastor. Save Johnny. I was vexed. Don't you know I want that to change in this nation? I want a nation where there will be equity, where there will be justice, where there will be order, where everybody have equal right, everybody can go to anywhere, where there's everything. Do you have some kind of, you are vexed every day. If you are stopped being vexed, then God cannot free you from that system. It's only those who are vexed that have the mark on their forehead. And when the angel of the Lord sent to mark the men in the temple came, it started from the back. Hallelujah. But those who have the mark on their head, the Bible says he speared them. There's something you carry in your heart. Not love for wickedness, you understand? But hatred for wickedness and love for righteousness. And God used that to free you because you are one of those people who cry unto the Lord day and night that God vindicate your elect. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your word tonight. Everywhere this word will be heard. Raise men of prayers. Men who are praying mantis. Men who see that the survivor and the sustainers of this new life is dependent on a life of prayer, praying in tongues, acquiring grace and divine energy to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Not the kind of prayer we contract to others to do, but because there's nowhere you find yourself all over the world that your spirit will not be vexed. You see people who are going the way of compromise, and cheaply they are stepping into what men call success and breakthrough. And say, Lord, why would I have to go through all these rigors? Lord, you are vexed. You are thinking about. I want you to study Psalm 73 on your own. It's time not to reason from the vanity of your mind. It's time to step into the sanctuary of your heart so that you can begin to see the way God sees. Then you receive power that will uphold you. Stand in perfect and complete in all the will of God, making power available. It's time for the concept of prayer to be redefined. We are stepping into the season of prayer revolution. It's time to acquire all the strength and energy that God gives. It's time to enter into the sanctuary of the Lord, that help will be released unto us to master the heart on God's behalf. As we go through seasons of pain and trial in our life, it can never be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us in such seasons of life. That is where we make discovery of these truths in alignment with the revelation of God's word. And by practice, we can recommend it to the church. I say, this is the pathway of the Spirit, and you begin to make power available as God is able to make all grace abound unto you. This is not the time to decline in grace. It's time to abound in grace. Put your hands together for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.